This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said today the United Arab Emirates had made a huge mistake in its move to normalize ties with Israel. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf state against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced 2 days ago, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf state's regional and global standing. Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to Mauritius to assess the damage from a worsening oil spill. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the coast. A Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off the island nation in the southwest Indian Ocean in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Some scientists call it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist with the cleanup. Koizumi also told reporters today he saw the spill as a grave crisis that could lead to a loss of biodiversity. The vessel is owned by a Japanese shipping company. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing havoc for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as health officials in some countries reimpose pandemic restrictions. Among the steps being taken, shutting down nightclubs and expanding requirements for the use of face masks, even in trendy resort areas. Between them, Europe's hardest-hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19, being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa has announced all nightclubs, with or without music, will be closed. He also issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Thousands of British holidaymakers in France made a dash for home early this weekend, trying to avoid the need to self-quarantine for 14 days. The UK reinstituted restrictions on French travel in the face of a resurgence of infections there. This is VOA News. Italy is worried about the country's upcoming Ferragosto holiday, when millions of people normally celebrate with trips to domestic beaches and mountains or abroad. But now there is the pandemic. On the island of Capri, the mayor has expanded a face mask order. Instead of just at night, those coverings are now required for the entire day. Italy yesterday recorded 574 new COVID cases, the largest daily number since late May. In Greece, new limits on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs that operate past midnight have been expanded to more of the country, including Athens. On the popular tourist islands of Paros and Antiparos in the Aegean, gatherings of more than 9 people have been prohibited. To this point, Greece has been spared the full wrath of the pandemic, with 6,600 cases at a cost of 223 lives. The global COVID numbers, meanwhile, continue their relentless climb. The case count has risen above 21 million, with a death toll of 762,000. Topping the list is the United States, with 5.3 million infections and well over 168,000 fatalities. Latin America is the world's worst pandemic region. Its caseload is more than 6 million, and it continues to accelerate, even as many nations begin to relax their lockdowns. The Pan American Health Organization is warning of an increase in other diseases due to the saturation of health services and the suspension of routine vaccination campaigns as a result of the coronavirus. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to draw up a new round of sanctions against Belarus, this in response to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. He claimed an overwhelming victory, though his political opponents claimed the win was fraudulent. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Lind said the EU will initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrests, and fraud in connection with the voting. Officials said none of the 27 ministers objected to the idea of sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered ByteDance to divest the U.S. operations of its video sharing app TikTok within 90 days. It is the latest effort to ramp up pressure on the Chinese company over concerns about the safety of the personal data it handles. Political tensions are running high in Ivory Coast. Protesters set fire to a bus in Abidjan yesterday after deadly protests earlier in the week. The unrest comes in the wake of President Alassane Ouattara's decision to run for a third term in October. Official Ivorian figures show that 5 people have been killed and scores wounded during recent demonstrations. Ouattara's opponents say his re-election plan violates a constitutional 2-term limit and jeopardizes the tenuous stability achieved since his first electoral win in 2010 sparked a brief civil war. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.